Well, the Wenke Library was the vision of three brothers who attended Yale in the last century, and it was their idea to build a building that was dedicated to rare books and manuscripts related to the humanities. And so the three Wenke brothers funded the construction of our building, which opened in October 1963. And when it opened, the rare materials that were around campus at other libraries were brought across the street and down the road to live here. So the archives of Gertrude Stein, Ezra Pound, the rare book collections, very early books and old manuscripts, but basically anything that was sort of precious and rare because of its condition or its age was brought to live within the walls of Beinecke.
So, Tim, I see Umberto Eco is coming to speak, and probably best known to Americans for the novel The Name of the Rose. What's he expected to talk about?
What he's actually going to be talking about is the library as a model for culture, preserving, filtering, deleting, and recovering. As we know, Eco is very concerned and has written about, you know, in essay form as well as in novel form, about the future of books and libraries and reading. And so he's going to be addressing his current thoughts with all the new technologies and advancements. And where does the book fit in the next couple of decades, especially when certain generations aren't thinking about books, they're thinking about information and flow of data. So he's going to use some of his own sort of philosophical underpinnings to talk about what we need to be looking forward to the future when we talk about books and libraries.
Another event is this sound installation. This is intriguing to me. It's a work that actually uses audio and music from the Beinecke?
And when people think of the library, the first thing they think of is, of course, books and manuscripts. But in terms of archives and objects that have continuing value, we also have computer files and audio files. And then I worked with a colleague of mine named Matthew Sutter, who is a composer, and I sort of challenged him to take about 40 of these audio sources and collage them into some kind of like a dialogue, a conversation that we could install in the Beinecke building and fill the space.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy sleeping dog. Go.
Now, you have other musical events as well that have a connection to Beinecke, is that right?
Yes. The core concert that we started planning with originally is a gala concert that takes place on Saturday night at 5:30 at Sprague Hall here on campus. It's about an hour and a half of music that's programmed from manuscripts or writer's papers that are held in Beinecke. For example, we happen to have the handwritten composer's manuscript for Camille Saint-Saëns' Piano Trio No. 1, which is an absolutely gorgeous piece.
Wow.
And I'm a bit of a fan of the art song, in which a poem is set to music by a composer. And so I sourced and found that there are great art songs with texts by Gertrude Stein, Rudyard Kipling. There's a John Hollander song that's going to be sung, so we have a suite of those. And then the big orchestral piece is Francis Poulenc's suite for orchestra called Les Biches. And then we end with James Weldon Johnson's Lift Every Voice and Sing, which is a wonderful sort of choral piece that the audience can join in if they want.
Tim, sounds like a great weekend. How can people find more information?
If they just basically Google Beinecke Library and go to our homepage, there is a link there for 50th anniversary events, and that will have all the information about the venues and the timing of things.
Well, Timothy Young, thank you so much.
Thank you.